of your highest values, that's when you're in a place that's more inspiring, more fulfilling, more meaningful to you. When you're choosing in favor of someone else's values or injecting someone else's values into your life, meaning like, oh, I should do this, I ought to do this, I guess I'll have to do this, that's a good clue that it's not actually your highest value or what you want, it's what you think you should be doing because it's someone else's highest value. So this is really important because it gets a lot of people stuck. It takes them out of their power, it decreases self-worth, decreases confidence, and it has an impact on different areas of your life. Let me give you an example. So I have a client and she, one of her values is business. One of them is having a close relationship with friends and family. But she'd been feeling guilty and bad that she hadn't picked up the phone and called a couple of her relatives, including her parents, her siblings. And it kept kind of eating away at her. She felt guilty. It's like, I want a relationship with them, but I just can't seem to pick up that phone. It felt like a should. I should do that. I should do this. And she just couldn't seem to do it. Well, through doing some work, we discovered that her highest value was not picking up the phone and having a conversation. That wasn't the way she wanted to connect. She felt like she should because that's the way her family wanted her to connect. The truth is, for her, what was meaningful and purposeful for her was in experiencing conversations, experiencing things together in person. In fact, she realized she actually hates small talk. And that was such an aha moment for her. She's like, it's not that I don't love my family, it's that I hate small talk. So it doesn't matter that it's my family that I'm not calling. I don't want to pick up the phone and call anybody because I don't want to talk about small talk. And as soon as that clicked, it was like, oh, I was picking someone else's highest values, which was making me feel bad or crappy about myself because I wasn't doing the way I thought it needed to be done. And the truth is, I still want to have a meaningful connection, just not in that way. And as soon as she did that, I could see her face lit up. I could see she no longer felt bad about the way she was going about the relationship. And this is something that is so important because when we feel like we should or ought to be doing something, it's because it's somebody else's value. So how do you navigate this? Well, the first one is figure out what are your highest values? What is most important to you? And if you have no idea what that is, or you haven't looked at it recently, what I would recommend is check out Dr. John DeMartini. So he has a free value determiner test. It's online just at drjohndemartini.com. And it's awesome. You can revise it, you can keep doing it, but at least it'll give you an idea of what your highest values are. Because you're always gonna choose in favor of your highest values. So that's number one. You wanna know what yours are. Step number two is figuring out when you feel like you should be doing something or ought to be doing something, take a step back and evaluate, like, is this mine? Whose is this? Where did I get this idea from that I need to be doing this? And the more you can own and show up and live from your highest values, the more inspired you'll be, the more fulfilled you'll be, but the more impact and the more loving relationships you'll have with other people. Because it's in that you feel most you. It's your essence that's coming out. Otherwise, it's just kind of a washed out version of what you think you should be doing, and it's not really you, it's not in alignment. So start owning your highest values. There's so much power that comes from that. Like watching my client be like, I hate small talk, like that was such an aha moment for her. Take the time, do the test. I would love to hear what your top two or three highest values are. So you can either comment below, you can send me an email. I love exploring values because the more you can live in alignment with your highest values, the more you can live an amazing life.